We are joined once again by contributor Larry Nangas, this week talking about a new program in the First State that is aimed at improving economic development, but maybe not in the usual way, which I think most people think of as attracting new businesses to the state. This is looking at attracting a better workforce to the state. It's a program called Intern Delaware, and Larry took a look at it this week for us on the Green. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here, Tom.
So Intern Delaware is looking to solve this issue of attracting young entry-level talent to the First State workforce. And I guess the questions right off the bat are, you know, who is this targeting, and what are the issues with getting that kind of talent here in the First State?
Well, you know, whether it's banking or accounting, insurance, biotech, pharmaceuticals, just about every type of business brings on college interns during the summer. And, you know, it's a way to for the businesses to identify talent while filling some of those gaps in the office during those months when the full-time employees are more likely to be using their vacation time. You know, and, you know, the prime targets for Intern Delaware are college students, students who are going to college in-state, because more than two-thirds of this group take their first jobs after graduation out of state. So two-thirds of the, you know, graduates of the UD, Wilmington University, Delaware State, so on, are heading to somewhere else after they graduate. Then the secondary target here are those students who attend colleges out of state but come to Delaware for summer internships. You know, so now there are two key issues that Intern Delaware is trying to address. One is that college graduates just don't consider Delaware to be quite as cool a place to live as, say, Philadelphia or New York, Baltimore or Washington. And the other corollary to this is that they don't seem to label Delaware as a great place to launch their careers.
So your piece notes that nearly two dozen local companies signed on for this first year of the program. Can you give us a sense of who they are and why they see the need for this beyond kind of the internship programs and recruitment efforts they're already doing on their own?
Well, you know, you've got the big names. You've got Capital One, DuPont, Chemours, Wisvis Bank, M&T, CSC, and then you've got some smaller companies that have a significant local and regional impact, Agilent, Adesis, Pacini Poland, Compass Red, even the Big Fish Restaurant Group. Now, the motivation here is a feeling that as a group, they can do more than they might do on their own. I'm going to give you a couple of, you know, quick examples like that. You know, if you want your interns to meet a government leader, the mayor, the governor, they're, you know, they're more likely to make the time to meet with you if you've got an audience of 100 young people rather than just a handful. Also, interns are probably more likely to go to an art museum with a group of their peers than to go by themselves. And, you know, from the business side, you know, why should 20 different human resources offices be arranging all these intern activities if you've got a willing third party that's interested in handling this sort of thing for all of them? But, you know, the underlying theme beneath all of this is that, you know, the more comfortable interns feel while they're working during the summer in Delaware, the more likely they are to start their careers here.
So let's get to the nitty-gritty a little bit here. You know, what's kind of the basic outline of how this program is supposed to work?
Well, I think some of the things I just mentioned give you a couple of hints here, but the overarching idea was to enhance what individual businesses do to make their own interns feel at home by arranging unique experiences that would enable the interns to see more of the state, to interact with each other, and to see the interrelationships that exist among the state's businesses. So the original plan included bringing interns together at events like music and ethnic festivals, show them historic sites, introduce them to the Grand, the riverfront, the art museums, things like that. And also with setting up some sessions that would introduce them to the state's business and government leaders so they would get some exposure beyond the workplace where they have their day jobs for the summer.
So like with everything else, the COVID-19 pandemic kind of upended the apple cart in terms of what you can and can't do. How did this program have to adjust to this kind of new normal with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, and earlier early in the year, and you know, and when I first learned about Intern Delaware in the, February or so, the businesses were expecting to hire, the businesses that are participating in this program were expecting to hire somewhere in the order of 350 interns for the summer. Then March came along, the state shut down, businesses adjusted their thinking, and the intern count at these participating companies dwindled to about 150. Now, many of the interns, like regular employees, were also working remotely. So, as a result, the activities that had a social or a network component just haven't happened. The meetups with government and business leaders have gone virtual. So they've been working with video conferences held on Thursday afternoons. And featured guests have included Governor Carney, Wilmington Mayor Mike Perzycki, a group of CEOs, entrepreneur Ben DuPont, and a group of up-and-coming business leaders. So they're making the connection, but the connections are being made virtually. So it takes a little bit of luster off it, but it's still happening.
With that in mind, you had a chance to chat with some of the interns involved. What have their experiences been like?
Well, you know, it's not quite what they expected, but all in all, that's really not a bad thing. The interns I spoke to all seem to like the work that they're doing for the companies that that have hired them for the summer. They feel that they're making an impact in these jobs. They do miss having the face-to-face contact that they had anticipated, both in their workplaces and with their fellow interns. But they have been impressed with those Thursday afternoon sessions, seeing how accessible some of the state's most influential citizens are, and taking to heart some of the suggestions that those leaders have offered to them.
So, broadly speaking, does it seem like it's having the impact those behind it had hoped for? Are some of these interns maybe looking closer at Delaware as a place to start work when they graduate?
Well, I think the Intern Delaware's organizers are satisfied with how the program has proceeded thus far. They weren't quite sure how they were going to pivot to this largely virtual programming, but that really hasn't been a problem thus far. Like everyone else for the past few months, I'm sure they would have preferred more face-to-face interaction and more opportunities to show off the state to these interns. Even so, the interns who live in Delaware that I did interview say that they've learned more about the state and the opportunities it provides for young professionals. And one Maryland resident who has been fortunate enough to work on site for CSC says he has seen enough of Delaware to believe that he could be comfortable here if he gets a job offer. I mean, this is a small sample size, I know, and probably a half dozen or so students that I talked to. But it does suggest that under better circumstances, this program does have plenty of potential.
On the other side of that coin, how about the companies themselves? It's probably a little bit more limited, as you said, than they'd hope, but do they seem to be getting value out of this first year and kind of getting a sense for what this program, as you said, the potential it might have?
Yeah, well, again, there are fewer interns than anticipated, so the impact overall is probably not as great as anyone had hoped for. But there's no denying that the program has expanded on the perks that the individual businesses can offer their interns. So they certainly see that the interns are getting more out of this program than they would have if this was just an intern program limited to a single company.
So I'm curious, does it feel like this program is better suited for larger companies or smaller ones? I know it may be tough to tell from this first year, but is there a sense who might benefit more?
Well, you know, I mean, it works for companies of all sizes, no doubt about that. But I would think there's probably an even greater return for the smaller ones. See, because the smaller companies are less likely to have the resources to organize events of the magnitude that Intern Delaware has envisioned and has created. If you've got two or three employees, you're just not going to be able to do or try to do some of the bigger type events. You know, and now with the pandemic and so many people working remotely, one thing that has been difficult to achieve is to get those interns out of their individual corporate silos. I mean, unless they know each other already, an intern who's working remotely at for CSC, for example, isn't likely to interact much with one who is working remotely for WSFS or M&T or Capital One. So that's something that, you know, it's probably going to get better in the future, but this year it's been a little bit difficult to achieve. Now, of course, you know, one potential benefit for Intern Delaware is that interns in a more normal setting would have a chance to find out more about companies other than the one that they're working for. And that way they would learn about more potential opportunities with different companies. And the more they know, of course, about the state, the more likely they are to consider Delaware and Delaware as an entity rather than a single business as the place to start their careers.
So that network piece, it's really kind of crucial to this thing having the maximum impact going forward.
Most definitely. I mean, there was even some talk early on within Intern Delaware that they might be able to create situations where an intern might spend a portion of the summer with one company and then move on over to another. Now, that idea didn't float so well with some of the participants this year, but it's certainly something that's on the table for the next cycle. So that, yeah, there's a lot of talk here about wanting to be able to do more, give students greater exposure to the state and to the diversity within the business community as well.
And I suppose, you know, this last question may be a little bit hard to answer after year one under these type of conditions, but is it likely that this program is going to lead to job offers, or maybe is that not entirely the point here? I mean, I'm sure for the students it is.
The students are, yeah, certainly, they, you know, they're looking to land a job for a year or two when they graduate. Now, the companies that I spoke with, they all say that they've had good success in recent years in their as they've converted interns into full-time employees. So, you know, I wouldn't say that Intern Delaware of itself is going to make it more likely that an intern is going to get a job offer. But I would say that Intern Delaware could be the deal clincher. It's a special program that increases the likelihood that the intern is going to accept the job offer because the intern is more likely to see that Delaware is a desirable place to be. And now what's more important, though, and I did hear this from a couple of different businesses, is Intern Delaware going to motivate young professionals to establish their roots here more firmly and more quickly than they have in the past, so that not only when they take the first job, but after 2 or 3 years down the road, they want to stay here rather than move somewhere to north or south on the I-95 corridor? That's going to be the real telling factor here. Not only are the businesses able to hire interns, but whether they're going to be able to hang on to them and have them make their careers here.
It's a really interesting program. We'll definitely want to keep an eye on it, particularly as the state at some point starts to come out of this pandemic and starts to reopen the economy and look to start creating jobs again here in the first state. Larry Nangas, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the reporting. Thanks for being with us.
You're quite welcome.